The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My producer, Aaron Light, sent this to me just before we went on the air. So I haven't had an opportunity to really digest it, but at first glance, I thought, this is disgusting. It really is. You know, of course, all of the game and toy companies are looking for new twists on the old stuff. Monopoly. I mean, how many years has Monopoly been out, and how many versions, you know? There's the Ohio State version, and there's, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of editions of Monopoly have been put out through the years to sell new sets, get new customers, people who have played Monopoly to buy a new set. Well, here is the latest one. Monopoly House Divided. Yep. Quote, in 2020, there's no bigger cultural event than the U.S. presidential election. So it's only logical that Hasbro has picked this moment to wage into politics with Monopoly House Divided, an election theme edition of the venerable board game franchise. Yahoo Entertainment has your exclusive first look at House Divided, which will be available at all major retailers for $19.99. Echoing America's own divided politics, House Divided splits the traditional Monopoly board between red and blue. At the top of the game, players find out which political party they belong to via the choice of a game token and corresponding candidate card. After that, you'll pick your player piece and so on and so forth. The player piece, donkeys and elephants, as well as an eagle and a peace sign. And then you will hit the campaign trail trying to pick up votes instead of properties. I know it's probably meant in good humor and fun, but I tell you, with a lot of families and a lot of people, the political divide is not funny at all. I think it's a terrible idea. I mean, if a family can keep it light and hold, I think it's a bad idea. Just me. Speaking of a bad idea, this is really going to be fascinating to watch. Lanawee County, Michigan. Lanawee County, Michigan, has a large contingent of Amish. There are a lot of Amish in Michigan, a lot of Amish in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and other states as well. There are a lot of Amish in Florida. I think most of you know that. And you find Amish everywhere. I don't know whether I've told you the story, but, you know, Joy and I, in years past, used to try to go to California on the train every year to see my mother and my family. Since my mother has passed away, we don't have all the reasons to go to California anymore. But anyway, one year that we were traveling to California around Christmas time on the train from Chicago to L.A., the train was filled with Amish. It was filled. I mean, the whole train was filled with Amish. Why? They were going to Tijuana. Say what? Yeah, they seriously, they were going to Tijuana. They were going, all of them are going to Tijuana to a huge medical clinic for surgeries of different kinds, all different kinds. And they were going as families. Yeah, let's go to Tijuana and have surgery. Yeah. There's a huge medical clinic there right across the border from San Diego and Tijuana. And according to the, and we talked to several of them, it's extremely clean. It's extremely professional. And like one-tenth the cost of surgery in America. And they don't use health insurance. That they have religious convictions against any kind of health insurance. So everything they do, they pay cash. So anyway, sorry for the chasing the rabbit there. But Lenawee County, Michigan, the health department has condemned 14 Amish homes. They're going to tear them down. They're going to destroy them. They're going to evict the Amish families, kick them out, and tear down their houses. Why? Because they don't meet current health code. The 14 Amish families' homes were not up to code, according to the Lenawee County, Michigan Health Department. The health department recently posted signs on the side of the houses condemning them as unfit for human habitation and stated that the government is going to destroy them. The Detroit Free Press has picked up this story, and guess who has come to the Amish aid? The ACLU. Now, the reason is many of these houses are old order Amish. They have no electricity, so they get their water through hand pumps. And the bathroom is outside. It's an outhouse. And because they are not using proper filtration equipment and proper sewage systems, the health department has condemned the houses and is determined to tear them down. The Amish are fighting back. Get this. Can you imagine? Talk about strange bedfellows. The ACLU and the Amish are fighting together to declare that these are religious beliefs. The refusal to use electricity, modern equipment, and so forth. And the of all people, the ACLU is taking Lenawee County, Michigan Health Department to court over religious freedom, religious rights issues. Here's the headline from the Detroit Free Press. A Michigan county condemns 14 Amish family homes, pits the government against religious rights. Well, in this case, I certainly hope the Amish and the ACLU are successful. I just find incredibly fascinating that the ACLU, that is so quick to take away the religious rights of conservative Christians, are fighting for the rights of the Amish. But I'm glad that they are. I pray that they are successful. Can you imagine? In America, a county health department tearing down houses of Amish simply because they don't meet current health code? Well, that's exactly what the county health department wants to do. I have a feeling the Amish are going to prevail in this case. I certainly hope so. Religious liberty and religious freedom continues to be under attack in America, and that is just one more illustration. All right, we're going to step aside, take a quick break. Now, remember, this is January. Our AM 880 signal does not have to sign off until 5:30. Those of you listening on AM 880 that have gotten accustomed to sign off at 5 p.m., we go to 5:30 today, so don't forget. All right, stay tuned. Bob Brady Live will continue.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Al, if you're around me any length of time personally, you'll find that I am somewhat of a smart aleck. I don't see that in a negative sense. I see it in I like to joke. I like to have fun. I like to tell jokes. I like to pull jokes. I like to try to be funny. I am sure that there have been hundreds of times in the last 50 years that my wife has wanted to crawl under a table. I love to go into a restaurant that's really, really busy. You know, Joy and I will go in and we'll go up to the hostess desk or whatever and say something like, we're here with the reservations for the tour bus. We got 66 people out in the parking lot. We called and made reservations. And I love to see the look on the host or the hostess. Because if you haven't figured this out, millennials have no sense of humor. I mean, they don't. You know, so I'll do that. You know, they're busy people, you know, waiting out the door. Yeah, we got reservations. We got the tour bus. We got 66 people. And they just stare at you like, what? Huh? Huh? Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, all right? And I pulled the same jokes over and over and over again through the years. My precious wife just puts up with it. And the most amazing thing, she laughs at them every time I do the same things. And a whole bunch of other things I do with waiters and waitresses. Just, you know, just being a smart aleck. The other day, I don't remember now where it was, but I was going to do one of those things. I noticed that there were the tables around us, almost everybody had kids. Almost everybody. And so when they were seated, the families were seated, the kids were given crayons and something to color with. And again, I don't remember where we were. But when the server came, I was going to say, I'm a little offended. I'm upset you didn't give me any crayons, you know. I decided not to do it because they were busy, and I just didn't do it. And I am sure Joy was very grateful that I didn't do it. But, you know, hey, I didn't get any crayons. Well, it's not so funny when you consider this. Listen to this headline. Didn't make this up. This is real. Yale University. We're talking Yale. One of the premier universities in the United States and the world. Yale University students are offered cookies, coloring, and a bouncy castle for anxiety relief needs. Yeah. No. I'm not making this up. The chaplain's office at Yale University is advertising, and I quote, the cookies and coloring study break. Isn't that precious? Yeah. Oh, students at Yale University can go down to the chaplain's office and they can have a cookies and coloring break. Okay. Here's the story. And again, this is not a parody. I'm not making this up. The cookies and coloring study break happens once every week at the chaplain's office in a spot called the breathing space. It entices students to, quote, take an hour to put down your phone and color. Now, don't worry, there's no judging your artistic ability. And while you're there, have a freshly baked cookie and some great conversation. Yeah. Now, the only bad thing, the only bad thing is they do at times offer a bouncy castle for Yale University students. Yeah, a bouncy castle. But here's the bad thing. There is not enough room inside for the bouncy castle, so students that are stressed will not be able to use the bouncy castle until this spring. Quote, come spring, the inflatable will be available for your anxiety relief needs. Bring a friend and bounce out your stress. Yeah, they even have an official hashtag Yale Chaplains Bounce. Yeah. It's not being accepted real well in the Twitter sphere. One person said, this is a college kid. At their age, my father faced direct fire from the Viet Cong. Another Twitter said, most universities are now becoming nothing more than a joke. Someone else said that the college safe spaces have turned into infantilization zones. Yeah, infantilization zones. But not everybody's making fun of it. Many students at Yale put on Twitter, this actually looks awesome. Another student at Yale said, this sounds like delightful fun. Another student said, this is normal and fine. Another one said, and this, it's unusual, but if it works, it's better than going to the bar every night. Well, I suppose, and I suppose it's better than going to the bar. All right. You have to laugh at that. But think about what has happened to our university campuses. Infantilization zones. I've never heard of that before, but I think that is an apt description of what's going on at our university campuses. Kids are sent to school to mature, to learn, to gain wisdom, and they're being coddled and spoiled. And again, never heard of the term, infantilized. I like that. I don't like the concept, I like the term. The infantilization of America's university campuses. Hey, for the first time in 2 months, we'll be back after this break.